We have to learn about the strength of the planets. And what is the most important strength of a planet?
Direction.
The ability to show a direction, both in the mind and a physical direction. Two separate things. Keep that in mind. One is the mental direction and one is the physical direction. Two things are very important. 10 physical and karma directions. So there are 10 physical directions and 10 karma directions. Keep that in mind. Karma is very important. And karma directions are coming from lagna. Physical directions are coming from arudha. Karma directions are given by the devata. See, karma directions are coming from lagna. And physical directions from arudha. First bifurcation. Second, karma directions are being shown and indicated by the devata. The devata themselves. The directions are ruled by devata. And the devatas are showing the directions. The physical directions are not shown by the devata, it is shown by the vahana, the animals or the vehicles. Their strength is their weapon. A devata without a weapon is toothless. Their blessing comes from their spouses, shakti. So we need to know the devata, we need to know their weapons, we need to know their shakti, we need to know their vahana. Four things we have to know. Devata, vahana, shakti and astra. Weapon is astra. Okay. This is the shloka, Drig. Strong in the east are Buddha and Guru. In the east, what is strong? Buddha and Guru. In the south, Ravi Mangala. Shall I say Sanskrit? Purva Buddha Guru.
Purva Buddha Guru.
Dakshina Ravi Mangala.
Dakshina Ravi Mangala.
Paschima Shani. Uttara Chandra Shukra. And then we have Rahu is in Paschima and Ketu is in Dakshina. Lagna Bala is Amsha Bala. There is a way to find it. Forget Lagna for now. So directional strength. When the sun is strong, where is the sun? In the south. When the sun is in the south, he shall be strong. And then which direction he will show? That is different. The direction he shows is different from the place that he gets direction. He gets direction in the south, but the direction he shows is the east.
Direction signified.
Direction signified. How to remember this? You just have to remember one chart for strength. And then you have to remember one another thing for directions. Write down Agni on the 10th house. This is the 1st, 4, 7, 10. In the 7th you write down Vayu. 4th you write down Jala. And the remaining, Prithvi, Akash, Lagna. Now it's very easy to remember, right? Prithvi is Mercury, Akash is Jupiter, Agni is Surya, Mangala, Ketu, Vayu is Shani, Rahu, Jala is Shukra, Chandra. This is the places where they will have directions, strength. So check up your horoscopes. Do any of you have planets in these houses? First thing to check up. Do I have a planet in any of these kendras? These are kendra houses. Do I have? If you have Jupiter in Lagna or Mercury in Lagna, it is fantastic. Or if you have Venus in the fourth or Moon in the fourth, it is fantastic. If you have Saturn in the seventh or Rahu in the seventh, it is fantastic. If you have Ketu in the tenth or Mars in the tenth or Sun in the tenth, it is fantastic. If you don't have any of them, you are a peaceful person. Because there is no Devata who will come and sit on your head and say, do this and do that. So you are peaceful. Also, you are directionless. What are the directions now? The directions are to be known from... Did you get this?
Yeah.
So this is easy to remember. If you have to remember shloka like that, it is very tough. This is very easy to remember. Next is the directions. This is something again you have to remember, and this is very important. For that you have to draw like this. 8. And you write down east over here. Opposite is west. This is north. And this is south. Okay? In the east is Indra. And we have Surya over here. This is northeast. We have Jupiter and Ishana. In the north we have Mercury, Kubera. In the northwest we have Vayu. Chandra. In the west we have Varuna. Shani. In the southwest we have Nir, Riti, and we have Rahu. In the south we have Yama, Mars. In the southeast we have Agni, Venus. And right in the center we have Ananta. So these are the directions that are indicated. These are karmic directions. Karmic directions means that they will pull you in these directions. But these are directions of thought. For example, if Guru is in Lagna, you will be pulled in the Ishana direction, or you will want the sacred knowledge. If Guru is in Lagna, he will pull you in the direction of the sacred knowledge of Jupiter. If the sun is in 10th house, if the sun is in 10th house, what happens when the sun is in 10th house? Indra direction becomes strong, that is, the east becomes very, very strong. And what is Indra direction? Governance. If Mars is in the 10th house, the direction of Yama becomes very strong. Right? So, Yama is manifesting in your life. What can you do with this power of Yama? You can kill other people. So, you are a good warrior. Also, you are a very good politician. Neta. Neta, politicians come from here. Netas always are thinking about how they can destroy enemy, how they can destroy this, how they can destroy that. Very good politicians, Mars in 10th house. Your destructive power is very high. You are always destroying something. You are good at destroying. Yama is favoring you. If a politician has Mars in 10th house, he should be made Prime Minister. Then he will destroy his own party. If he has no enemies, first he will destroy the opposition. Then there are no opposition left. Then he will destroy his own party. No party left. Then he will destroy his workers. Because basic by nature, Yama is with him. Destructive power is very, very high. Okay? If Rahu is in the 7th house, then it has Digbala, Nirviti, disorder, the ability to create chaos. Because you understand chaos. You function very well under chaos. Chaos. Chaos is very good for you. The more chaos is there in office, the more successful you are. Because you are the ringmaster. The more havoc is there, the more successful you will be. If there is peace, you are out. Because they don't need you. The more havoc is there, the more successful you are, because then you can control the havoc. You have the ability of controlling havoc. It is a very rare ability.
It can be emergency response system.
Exactly. Any kind of emergency response. Hospital emergency, fire emergency, any kind of emergency response. Rahu must be strong. If Rahu is strong, you can deal with the emergency. Very good. Very good thinking. That is the way I want you all to think. Emergency response. Shani very strong. Shani is very strong in which house? Seventh house. Varuna, oceans. You can cross the oceans. International travel. International travel is very good.
Merchant
navy. Any kind of navy. Marine. Marine engineering. Marine waterworks. International things. Very, very good. Crossing oceans. All people who are working in the oceans and seas must worship Shani Dev or Varuna. People who work on ports, people who work on this thing, all this is under Varuna's control. International businesses come under this because they require shipping of products.
And second, so they also
total area of Shani. Shani can give a lot of money.
Lot of money
is involved in that. You understand that? Varuna. The entire thing comes under Varuna. See, I'm talking of abilities. I'm also talking of different areas. Rahu can be an area of espionage. Spy. You will make a super spy. Super spy is must have Rahu in 7th. If you don't have Rahu in 7th, don't try to spy. You could be beaten by some other spy. Okay. You need a very strong Rahu to be able to spy. Because you have to go to a foreign country. Rahu rules foreigners. And mingle with them, learn their language, learn their culture, live among them, and then take the information and pass it on to whoever is paying you. It's a total diabolical job. Very risky job. Then there is the moon, Vayu, strength. Strength in the body. What gives strength to the body? Food. So all the kitchens are ruled by this thing. All eating establishments, all hotels, restaurants, everything comes under Chandra. You cannot have a hotel business without a strong Chandra. You need Chandra for hotel business. Vayu also has to do with life. Life and support systems come from Chandra. Kubera is the god of wealth and the manipulation of wealth. So Mercury in Lagna is excellent for dealing and manipulating wealth. You need a strong blessing of Kubera to be able to manipulate wealth. Without that, you can't do it. Ideal, Mercury must influence Lagna. Jupiter you need for spiritual knowledge and the highest learnings of the path to God. Without Jupiter, you cannot have this knowledge. That is called Ishana, the great Guru, Parameshthi Guru, Shiva. Is there. But moksha is different from jnana. This is jnana yoga. Jnana is in the hand of Ishana. If you see the mantra for Ishana, we say jnanam ishanam ide. All the jnana, or jnana what they say, the knowledge, comes from Ishana, by his grace, by the kind one, nidha, om nidhaya namah. One of the highest mantras of Shiva for knowledge. The three tattva mantras, the three guna mantras of Shiva, Om Vidhaya Nama, Om Haraya Nama, and Om Bhavaya Nama. Okay, so, the knowledge comes from him. Without him, you cannot have knowledge. And if he blesses you, you will have all the knowledge. But that is not moksha. We say moksha is different. Moksha is at the center. It is not going in any direction. Ananta, Diga, this is called. Ketu. Vertical up.
Did you understand the difference?
But you cannot get this. You cannot get the Anantadiga without Ishana. Because otherwise the vertical direction is just pilot. Every pilot is not getting moksha. They are only flying. Spacecraft. Who are the people who go on spacecraft? Very powerful Ketu. Without a powerful Ketu, you cannot go in a spacecraft. But that direction, we have to see from where? From Lagna or from Aruda? From Aruda. Because it's a physical direction you are going. Not from Lagna. The mind is not going in that direction. You are going in that direction. The body, you, are going in that direction. Not your thought. Your thought is not going in that direction. So from Aruda, I need a strong Ketu. For you to go in that direction. For you to benefit from that direction. If the Aruda is in Capricorn, you will definitely have space travel. Why? Because Ketu is the lord of the 11th from there. What are you gaining from? The 11th house from the Aruda associated with Ketu can give you space travel. We are keeping fingers crossed for a company called Virgin Galactica. It's my dream. Wahi jaakar ke wahi se chalan lagayenge. Swargalok. Don't you think it's possible to combine the two? So, for people who meditate, because moksha, so if moksha is to come from Ketu and not from Jupiter, but you cannot have Ketu without Jupiter, moksha. If you do not have jnana, you will not get moksha. If you do not know Krishna, why should you even think about going to his house? If you do not know Shiva, you will not think of Kailash. So knowing Shiva, I know Shiva. You don't know Shiva. To know him is the jnana, jnana yoga. To know the Lord is jnana yoga. That's all, remember that. Simple definition. To know the Lord is Jnana Yoga. A simple definition. You cannot go wrong. Who is my Lord? Well, that is up to you. We will see. But to know Him, unless you know Him, you cannot even go to Him. The doors are closed. So, you need Jupiter and Ketu for moksha. And that is why Jupiter and Ketu is called Parampara Yoga. What the Parampara does, it gives you Jupiter, knowledge, and Ketu, Moksha Marga. Now you understand the importance of Parampara. It gives both. And they say that the path of Ketu is Dhyana Yoga. The highest path, Dhyana Yoga. Mula Trikona of Ketu is Pisces. Meditation, Dhyana Yoga. From Dhyana Yoga, you must have Samadhi Yoga. When you have Samadhi Yoga, you will have Mukti. That is for souls like you and me. Not for Narayan himself. He can just go like that is his house. But you and I cannot go. We need Samadhi Yoga to go. We need Vidhi to be in the Sama level. Perfect at all times. No fluctuation at the deep. No ripple. It must be perfectly still like a calm lake. And that, for example, let us say I want to go to Kailash. Then my dhi, you understand dhi?
Yeah.
What is dhi? I taught it yesterday. Four dhis. Buddhi, Shuddhi, Vriddhi, Siddhi. Can't go wrong. Intelligence, feeling intelligence. What is all this going on? You are my students. You cannot. What is the Buddhi, Shuddhi, Vriddhi, Siddhi? Four dhis. All my four dhis are in perfect equilibrium. No ripple. And that is called mana, mind, sarovara. In the lake of the mind, mano sarovara, there is not a single ripple. That is samadhi. And when that is there, you will see Shiva. It is the ripples that distract your dhee from realizing His presence. He is there all the time. But you cannot realize His presence because your dhee is not samana. There are ripples. And those ripples are nothing but disturbances. Every ripple is a disturbance. So, do you think Ketu in Digpal is good in the 10th house for this? Yes, it is. Ketu in the 10th house is a very big blessing for meditation. Super. Thakur Ramakrishna. Nobody could meditate like him. Ketu in the 10th house in Scorpio. You see? Look for Ketu in the 10th house. The meditation is very powerful. You don't even realize that these people are meditating. That is the challenge of meditation. They will be talking to you, walking to you, looking at you, but they are in perfect dhyana. That is called the open eye meditation. That is the highest challenge of meditation. You are in meditation, you are in connection, you are looking, but you are in dhyana. Nobody even knows. How to find out? Suddenly the name of their Lord is taken and they... So that is why they used to say, don't take the name of Shiva in front of Thakur Ramakrishna. The moment you take the name of Shiva, he is gone. Then people have to run and catch him. He is talking to you, eyes are open, but he is in meditation. Constant meditation. Dhyana yoga. So Dhyana yoga, you need a very strong Ketu. For Japa yoga, 9th house. Which is the planet which gives Japa yoga? Repetition. Mercury. Guess mar raha tha na? So fine, you understood these things now. You understood the Digbala. Good. You have to use it. You have to apply it. You have to study charts. My idea is to teach you things at a very deep level, create a good foundation, and then we'll go to application. A person is blessed by the guardian deity of the direction called Digpala, while the planet has Digbala. Same thing from the Arudra Lagna gives physical directions of the Vahana. This is a nice picture I've drawn. Do you think I'm good in painting? Not bad. Now look at the sounds. More important, the sounds. The secret of the parampara, this is where the parampara has an advantage over everybody else. They say, the direction is in the mind, no? Mind is ruled by the moon, moon is the karaka. So what are the sounds of the moon? Ya, ra, la, va, sha, sa, sa, ha, sha. 9. 9 sounds. So can you tell me which sound is for which planet? Ya is for Vayu.
Chandra.
Ya is for Vayu.
Not Chandra.
Not Chandra. It is for Vayu. Do not make that mistake. I have not written Chandra over here. Ya is for Vayu. Va is for Varuna. Nya, knowledge. Brahma, Brahmagya. Nirviti, sa, dantya sa. Okay? Sha, murdhanya. This is called murdhanya sha. From murdhani. What is murdhani? So that which comes from the hitting the lower palate. So that is murdhanya. Is it the tongue or is it the upper palate? Sure. So the upper palate is mudhani. So when the tongue touches the upper palate and you say sa, then sha. Sha. Right? Sha. Put your tongue on the upper palate and say sa. Sha. Get the sound? That sound is for yama. Agni sound is Ra. Indra's is La. Ishana is Ha. Kubera is Talabhya Sha. Talab. Sha. Rub the tongue. Rub the tongue on the palate. Sha. Like a snake. Sha. Sha. Don't touch the teeth. Sha. If you touch the teeth, you will get this Sa. 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 Dental. This is dental. Sa. 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 See the tongue touching the teeth. Sa. See that? Om Jum Sa. Remember this? Sa. Om Jum Sa. It is this Sa. When you say Sa, the disorder will vanish. All the disorder will go away. Sa. 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 Interesting, huh? Hum. 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 Either there is a solid principle or a liquid principle, something, sattva. Right? And there are only five tattvas. And the root, the creation for the five tattvas come from A. A is prithvi. A is prithvi. E, jala. U, agni. I, vayu. O, akash. Again I repeat. A, there is no connection between the tongue and the brain. Kya baat hai? Second rod is in debility. Kya? Where is your second rod? Tell me.
Sixth.
Sixth. See? I can catch a little. See? Second rod will be in problem in your debility. Second rod in debility, second rod in sixth house. So kya hota hai? Wo second lord of speech does not have a connection with the brain. So then what happens? You are saying something and there is no connection over here. So bagar socha bolti hai. Usse kya hota hai? Shatruta badhta hai. Jhagda hota hai. You see the problem? Ghar mein hota hoga. Har jagah hota hai. We have come to learn Jyotish so that we can solve these problems. Samadhi. We have to solve this. So learn this. Prithvi.
Prithvi.
E.
E.
Jala.
Jala. Jala.
U.
U.
Agni.
Agni.
I.
I.
Vayu.
Vayu.
O.
O.
Akash.
Akash.
Now add these five sounds to Ha, Ishana. These are the five heads of Shiva. Remember five heads of Shiva? How do you get the five heads of Shiva? You add each of these five to Ha. Ha is Ishana, the Guru. Parameshthi Guru. He is the Guru of all. He will give the knowledge. You want knowledge? Learn these five sounds. Ha.
Ha.
He.
He.
O.
O.
Hai.
Om.
All the knowledge of the world is yours. Any subject, nuclear physics, do this mantra, study nuclear physics yourself. Buy a book and read it. Knowledge will come to you. Today you have got the biggest blessing of your life. All. If you can specifically identify the tattva, then it becomes even easier. Only one sound you have to make.
from whom?
You have not done the mantra properly. If you had done it, I would have answered it. So you have to do the mantra for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, 1 day, 2 days, 30 days. Go into dhyana for 21 days. Forget the world exists. Knowledge has to come to you. Ask for the knowledge. Pray for the knowledge. Meditate for the knowledge and the knowledge will come. You want to learn about Chandrabindu? Join the Shiva Mahapuram. It will take me 1 day to teach it. Then you will understand why Indian women always have a bindu on their head. Then you will understand. When the samajh nahi aayega. Vam.
Vam.
Veem.
Veem.
Voom.
Voom.
Vaim.
Vaim.
Vaum.
Vaum.
Very good. Varuna is very good for mankind, for samsara. You know why? He has the power to completely dissolve Shani. Mitti ko paani mein mila dete hain. He takes Shani, which is mud, puts it in his water, dissolves it out. There is no Shani left. Shani cannot be a problem for him who worships Varuna. And how to worship Varuna? Vam.
Vam.
Veem.
Veem.
Voom.
Voom.
Vaim.
Vaim.
Vaum.
Vaum.
So we have the five tattvas of Varuna. Can you tell me, homework? Why homework? Right now let us do it. You have Shani in some sign, right? It is either in which Rashi is Shani? If for me, Saturn is in Om sign, in Capricorn. So what is that?
Tattva.
What is the sign? Tattva of the sign? Vayu Tattva? Right? So what should be my sound?
Yeah.
Tell me the sound. Correct. You are correct. Don't listen to that. You are correct. Vayam. Correct.
Vayam.
You are correct. Trust yourself. Don't listen to the foolish heads. You are very brilliant. Prabh, you lack confidence. You are Mercury. Man.
Your confidence is finished. Just smashed it. Don't worry. I will give it up.
You are the best. Trust your brain.
They are permanently confused.
Even after hearing me, after saying the sound, they are still confused. Are, it is very simple. A is Prithvi.
E is Jala.
U is Agni. I is Vayu. O is Akash. My Saturn is in Makara. Makara is ruled by Saturn. Saturn is Vayu. Finish.
Why is there so much difficulty?
Can you find the sound for your Saturn? I knew all of you will make mistake.
Especially the man.
Always I pick up Shani, and in Shani you will make mistake. Because if you get the answer, your Shani problem is solved.
Shani will not let you solve this problem.
Itna aasan se tumhe chhod diya. Haan, bolo.
Boom.
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 Motorcycle sound. Vroom,
vroom,
vroom.
Boom, boom.
Vroom, not vroom.
Correct. Vroom is the tattva, the knowledge.
Without Agni, huh? Huh?
My Shani is in Vidva, Prithvi.
Perfect. Vam.
Mine is in Jala.
Vam. You just keep saying Vam. The problem of sorrow will vanish. You cannot be sad. So find out whether Shani is creating problem for you in Rashi, which is health, Navamsha, spouse, or whatever. You know, later you will learn other vargas. And accordingly you can pick up a sum. For me in the Rashi chart, Saturn is in Capricorn, Makar. So it is Vaim. That will remove the blockages and my health will improve. For Navamsha, my Saturn is in Virgo. Vam. Navamsha is happy. My relationships will be happy.
Shadi theek ho jayega.
Kya mangal ke piche? Shani ko theek karo to ho gaya. If sorrow is gone, problems are gone. Now you know when people don't have children, what I do? Om Vam Vim Vam Sah Bhurvasva. Vam is Prithvi. Vim is Jala. Vum is Agni. So the body, the baby's body has to be created with water. Blood has to be there. Solid element has to be there. And a soul also has to come inside. Agni. Energy and soul. I make them add that and I add the Gayatri. Job done. Impossible cases, they get pregnant. It works. Varuna removes the blockage. What is blocking? What is delaying? Saturn. Go to Varuna and your problem is solved. The Devata, he has the power to control. And when he is negative, oh my God. Let me tell you, when Varuna becomes negative, you had it. The only one who can fight Varuna is Ram. Nobody else can. Even Krishna favors him. Krishna loves him, favors him. Because Krishna has Saturn in the seventh house. Varuna does exactly what he says. Varuna runs after Krishna. But he was a problem for Ram. In the chart of Sri Ram, Shani was a very big problem. So Varuna came and formed the ocean and Ram could not go and get his wife. What blocked Rama from getting his wife? The sea was the blockage. So Varuna was the blockage. Why? Shani is a problem. When Shani is a problem, Varuna will become a problem. And if Varuna becomes a problem, Shani becomes a bigger problem. So what did Ram do? He picked up the Ramban. That's the first time we hear of something called Ramban. And he said, I will burn the oceans, I'll dry them out. Let there not be any more oceans and seas. It was then that everybody had to intervene and said, look, if all the oceans die, the entire cycle of life will end. So they all intervened and that is when Varuna said, let me speak the secret by which the stones will float on water. And then the secret he spoke, by which the stones floated on water. And that is how the bridge was made. So it was the first, what bridge is that called? Which is floating. It's called the Ramsetu boat, floating bridge. What is it called?
Ramsetu.
No, it's not called Ramsetu. I don't think the British know about Ramsetu. In armies and all, the first thing you are taught, the kind of bridge is temporary bridge, which is floating. What is that called? Catamaran bridge or what is that? Which is a floating bridge. The whole concept was a floating bridge. Anyway, you learn about it. Engineering is a part of engineering. Civil engineering, anybody out here?
No. Okay.
Vayu. Yam.
Yam.
Im.
Im.
Yum.
Yum.
Yaim.
Yaim.
Yom.
Yom.
So the Vayu, sir. Well, money. Let's come to money. Sham,
Sham,
Shim,
Shim,
Shum,
Shum,
Shaim,
Shaim,
Shom,
Shom.
So where's Mercury? In your chart. My chart, it's in Leo. Leo is Agni. So it is Shum. Well, like that you now know the mantras, the five mantras. At least you know the bijas. Mantras you will learn later, but bijas, at least, this is at this level we teach bija, at least know the bija. If you repeat it, you can solve the problem. Interesting, huh? This guy is a French poet. So you can see the sun in the 10th house. Can you see the sun in the 10th house?
Yep.
So can we say that he is blessed by Indra?
Yes.
Yes.
And where is Indra sitting in which sign? Taurus. So what sort of a sign? I mean, Indra is giving his blessings from which Sarashi? From?
Prithvi.
Prithvi Rashi, okay. And what is the Taurus? Will it have to do with high class? What do high class people do? They sing poetry to each other. Poetry, words, paintings, very high class.
Art.
Where does this come from? Can we say Venus is the 10th lord in the 10th house?
Yes. Yes.
Does it make the yoga stronger?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because when the yoga is happening, how is the yoga happening? How is Indra going to manifest? He is going to manifest based on the strength of the sun in Taurus, because Taurus is the 10th house. Now we need to see how strong Taurus is to hold the yoga. A god is coming down. So it is. He's, let us say he is coming and he is going to sit on the chair. If this chair is not strong, it will break. I need a strong house or a chair to hold him. Right. So when this god Indra is coming down, this Taurus has to be strong. And Venus says, don't worry, I am going to hold it hard. So if Venus is given the job to hold it hard, that means this is the color, this is through these items, it will work. So Indra is going to bless through items of Venus, through works of Venus. So he will be a king of what? King of what?
Poetry.
Of Venus, king of poetry, king of drama. You see that? You see? Do you see the whole thing? Sun makes you a king, alright. Sun is making you a king of what? Indra simply means king. King of what? Exactly. Now you understand, in future, whenever you look at the sun in the 10th, you must understand that if it is conjoined another planet, you have to look at the other planets. It is not the sun that matters. This sun is not sun. Put your hand, it's Indra. He's a god, so forget him. But the god is going to give you something. What is this god going to give you? He's coming here. He's going to bless you. Because Lagna is your head. On your head, he will put his hand. So he is going to put a blessing. Surya says, Indra is coming and he is going to put a blessing. So the blessing is what? What is he blessing you with? Venus. Venus is there. Excellent, huh? Yeah.
Are you getting that because Venus is the ruler of the 10th house or because Venus
is... It's double. Venus is in the 10th. It is the ruler of the 10th. Both. It's double. It's a double Venus.
So it's...
Let us say there was no planet out here. Okay, then only the ruler of the 10th. Venus will give it only as the ruler of the 10th. Here it is the ruler of the 10th in the 10th. Wow. Isn't that a wow?
Yes.
That's exactly. It's not just poetry. It's a very high class poetry.
And what if the sun is in his own sign in the 10th?
Excellent. So then the sign will give it, right? The sun. Who's the lord of the sign? Sun. So it will be sun. He'll be a very good governor. Politician.
Do you still look at if it's sitting on another planet too?
If there is, then the other planet will go. Mm-hmm. We will see some more charts. We'll understand it in a minute. Did you understand that? What are we seeing first? Planets in the sign. Remember three things I taught you, or not you, previous batch. Planets in the sign, number one. Who else is in the sign? Number two, lord of the sign. Number three, aspects to the sign. That is the decreasing order of power. A planet in the sign is going to be very powerful. But if there is nobody, then it is the lord of the sign who will deliver. And if the lord of the sign is also too weak to deliver, then the aspects will deliver. And if there are no aspects, then you will say the blessing is defunct. Get the point? You can have a blessing and could be defunct. Because the lord of the sign, the planets in the sign are absent. The lord of the sign is too weak to deliver. Because there is a delivery system for everything. This is Bhuloka. Everything has to be delivered. You got to deliver. Simply because the sun is in the tent doesn't mean you'll become a king. We need to find out you'll be a king of what? Okay?
Sun would give him kingly status even if he wasn't real lagna, if sun was in the tent? Or
oh, yeah, any lagna. Any lagna. It doesn't matter.
I see. But Leo lagna even makes strengthens it again.
Because that
lord is in the tent.
That is creating a yoga. What is the yoga? Remember the quadrants are for these. Lagna is what the?
Buddhi.
Shuddhi. So we don't have Shuddhi. This is not a Shuddhi yoga. What is this? Vriddhi. This is not a Vriddhi yoga. What is this?
Siddhi.
This is a Siddhi yoga. Lagna, Lord intent. Hey, Siddhi yoga. Anybody's got Lagna, Lord intent, you've got Siddhi yoga. So activate it. Do something to activate it. Don't just sleep over it. Lagna Lord in Lagna? Buddhi Yoga. Lagna Lord in 4th? Shuddhi Yoga. Lagna Lord in 7th? Vriddhi Yoga. Lagna Lord in 10th? Siddhi Yoga. Good. Good questions. Let's be clear. How do we activate? You wear a gemstone. Okay, wear a gemstone. I was told about you wear a ruby so that you get the Siddhi Yoga. Because I have to enhance his abilities also. Lagna Lord is your ability. If you don't have abilities, how do I enhance it? But irrespective of the lagna, sun in the 10th house is Indra's blessing. Indra says, I want to bless you. But there is no planet alongside. But I don't have anything to give to you. So how are you blessing me? You are blessing me, but you are not giving me anything. What sort of a blessing is that? You see, the planets conjoining the sun are showing what sort of a blessing he is giving. If there is nobody conjoining, okay, at least the lord of the sign. But if the lord of the sign also gets debilitated and smashed, then even that can't. Okay, what about aspects? Let us see. Shani is aspecting. Okay, maybe if Shani is strong, some blessing I will get. See the point? I need either the lord of the sign or, planets in the sign or the lord of the sign. If none, then aspects. But between you and me, 1 and 2 is solid. 3 is iffy.
It is desire.
Iffy. Okay. Abraham Lincoln. Any planet in Dimpara? Excellent. Mercury is in Dimpara. Who said Venus? What do you realize from all these Dikbara things? Kendras are very important. Planets in Kendras are the most important. I mean, if a planet is in Kendra, it's a different cup of tea. Kendra planets are wow. If they are not in Kendra, it's okay. We'll pull from here and there. Okay? So we have one Mercury in a Kendra. It's got a blessing. So Kubera says, I shall bless you. Okay. Now, Kubera is not blessing with what?
Government. Sun. Government head.
There you go. And Lagna is fame, no? Eternal fame. So when he became president, his presidency, even today, is talked about. Lagna Lord in 10th, Siddhi Yoga. What is Siddhi Yoga? Achievement. Your highest achievement. Okay? Lagna Lord in 10th is called Siddhi Yoga. Siddhi means you will succeed. You will do something very big, very successful you are going to be. In one thing. Now, is there any planet conjoining Saturn?
No.
So we have to take Saturn, right?
Right.
Slavery. Slaves. Saturn. Get that? Siddhi, his will, Lagna Lord in 10, it will happen. Slavery has to end. I will free them.
He did it. Siddhi Yoga. Lagna Lord in 10th. He achieved it. How it will come is different. How this Siddhi will come is different. To get this Siddhi, you have to go to Scorpio, and the Lord of Scorpio is Mars, which is in war with Rahu. So there is going to be a war. Saturn, Mars, Mars and Rahu combination is war combination. Why? Because Mars is the general of the gods. Rahu is the general of the demons. So they are going to be in battle. There is a war in his destiny. Oh my God, ninth house is involved. This war will be big. It will be known in the whole world. It is not a small war being fought in some little Bhimtal town. It's a big war. People will talk about this war. Whenever anything involves the ninth house, it goes out to the world. You can't hide it. Scandal yoga involving ninth house, it will go out to the world. You can't hide it. Scandal yoga and push it in the 8th house, nobody will know. So before it reaches the 9th house, you should push it in the 8th house. Otherwise, you are in trouble. Okay, anyway, you keep thinking. Read about all these things and try to understand how Kubera has blessed him. And what does Mercury indicate? A small child? Is that a boy or a girl in the sign of Saturn? Mercury in a sign of Saturn, is that a boy or a girl? Tough to say. Tough to say. Because Saturn by itself is neither boy nor girl. Okay. There was a little girl who came and told him that he should have a beard. And he listened to her. That's all. Rest is destiny. Sometimes you must learn that this is how they work in strange ways. So now we are going to see some more significations. Which planets are strong in the night? Chandra, Mangala and Shani. Which planets are strong in the night?
Chandra, Mangala and Shani.
Which planets are strong in the day?
Surya, Guru, Shukra.
Again, strong in the night?
Chandra, Mangala, Shani.
Strong in the day?
Surya, Guru, Shukra.
Strong at Sandhya? Buddha. Strong at Sandhya. Sandhya means neither day nor night. Neither day nor night. Sandhya. Sandhya means neither day nor night. Who is strong? Mercury. That means at sunrise time and at sunset time, Mercury is very strong. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how many of you are born in the night? Please make a note that your Mangalik dosha is 50% off. Off means minus. You don't have much Mangalik dosha. Those of you who are born at midnight, zero Mangalik dosha. Come on. What did I do just now? What did I do? I just showed you that, hey, simply because you are born at night, your Mangalik dosha is low. What happens if you are born in the daytime? Mangalik dosha is doubled. What happens if you are born in the afternoon? Oh my God, your Mangalik dosha is very high. Somebody said, oh God, I heard it. Don't worry, my dear. I will find a solution. That's my job. Right? Did you understand about Mangalik doshas?
No.
How do we have Mangalik dosha? Mangal, easy to remember. As a kid, I used to be a bit mercurial, you know. So Mangal, leak is Mangalik. Mangal is red, blood leak is Mangalik. So that means they will bash each other until blood leaks. Okay. So they are fighters. So what happens is, when Mars is in the houses,
1, 2, 4, 7, 8, or 12. How many houses are these? 6, is it? 6 houses?
Yes.
Have I missed out any? Have I missed out any? Have I added an extra one?
Two.
Two is extra, right? Two is extra. So Mangal in the second house is not Mangalik Dosh. You just said I added extra.
Some take, some doesn't take.
Sometimes, not sometimes. I hate that. You know the guesswork. I have to guess. Hey, maybe it is, maybe it is not. So Mars in the second house does not cause marriage problems?
It should.
So now you're just taking back your own words.
I said that it is written in the softwares and other books also. Some authors name it as a Mangalik.
So listen to this now. From Lagna, Mangalik houses are 2, 4, 7, 8, 12. From Lagna, Mangalik houses are 2, 4, 7, 8, 12. From Chandra, Mangalik houses are 1, 4, 7, 8, 12.
Okay.
See, there is no if in my studies.
Yes, really
in my studies, there is nothing called if. If there is an if, I will destroy it. I will not sleep until I have an answer. From Lagna, once again I repeat. From Lagna it is 2, 4, 7, 8, 12. From Chandra it is 1, 4, 7, 8, 12. Or other words, 4, 8, 7, 12 is for both. How to remember this easily? 4, 8, 12. 4, 8, 12 is common. Mars in 4, 8, 12 is a serious problem. That is called Jala Dosha. Mars in 4, 8, 12 is Jala Dosha. Okay? 4 is natural water, no? Jala Lagna?
4,
7, 8. 4, 8. So close to good and so far away. Ab batao. Do baar repeat. Why? Iska trying. I want you to remember this is a trying. 4th house, 8th house, 12th house is trying. Na trikon, Jal trikon. Jala Lagna is 4th house. So 4th and 8th and 12th is a trine. And 1, 2 and 7 is another group. 1, 2 and 7 is another group. In which from Lagna, 2 and 7 is like the houses of Venus. From Lagna, Lagna is like Aries. Lagna is like Aries. So 2 and 7 are the houses of Venus, no? Then?
Yes.
So Mangal doesn't like 2 and 7. So from Lagna, this is Shukra Dosha. There are two doshas. One is Jala Dosha and one is Shukra Dosha. Mars in 4, 8, 12 is Jala Dosha. Mars in 2 and 7 is Shukra Dosha. Which are separate. If you don't know the problem, you cannot treat the problem. If you don't know the problem, you cannot treat the problem. If you don't know the disease, you don't know what medicine to give. You see, see how I'm teaching. Very specific. What is the problem? Is it in 4, 8, 12? That means there is a Jala Dosha. Straight away you tell the person, look, you don't have compassion. First statement, look, you don't have compassion. Straight away you should tell. You must have more compassion and kindness to people who are your family members. There is no reason why you should sit and remember what somebody did 10 years back. Why you need to create a table of all those things. Why do you need to remember? If you love somebody, it should pass. Why are you remembering these horrible things and then waiting to blast off like a bomb someday? Am I being understood? 4, 8, 12, Jala, the water is boiling. It is not good for water to boil. In relationship, your water is boiling. If the water boils, your head will boil. It is not good. It is a bad thing. You must learn to forgive. The fault is in your Jala, in your compassion, you are not having compassion. Compassion is different from Shukra. If the Mars is in second house or seventh house, it is Shukra Dosha. What is Shukra Dosha? You do not seem to be physically attracted to your spouse. Shukra. Your wife thinks that you are ignoring her. You never bother to wear good makeup. Girls, they will not wear good makeup when they go near the husband. They will wear some torn clothes and go like that with hair like that, like Kali. She will come, "Hello, how are you?" "Don't you know me? I'm your wife." I said, "I didn't know you like that." Shukra dosha. Then second, you will expect some peculiar things from your spouse. "Let us do some bodybuilding." Heavens, come on, easy. There are better things to share between husband and wife than bodybuilding. Okay, so this is mangal. It's sort of, you don't understand Shukra.
They want
their
wives to become a gym partner.
No.
In the gym.
No, mangal in 2 or 7, you don't understand Shukra. Yeah. Shukra is more delicate. Yeah. "Why don't you read some poetry to me?" "Hang on, wait there." Goes into the library, looks up. Now, which of these poetry is to be read for women? He doesn't know. So he comes up, "Charge of the light brigade. We shall do or die." He takes the book and hits it on his head. That's the light brigade. See, they don't understand Shukra. What is Shukra?
Feelings.
No, it's not. Compassion is different from Shukra. That is, see, there are two water problems. One is 4, 8, 12, which is a moon problem. 4, 8, 12 is a moon problem. Whereas 2 and 7 is Shukra Dosha. 2 and 7 is Shukra Dosha from Lagna, and 1 and 7 is Shukra Dosha from Chandra. 4 and 8 and 12 is common for both. Water is of two types. One is Chandra and one is Shukra. If the Mars is in 4, 8 or 12, you will not hesitate to tell your wife, "Get out." You will not hesitate. It's a very bad thing to tell your wife to get out. It's not a home. It's also her home. So then how can you say that? Get out from where? So you see the problem out here. 4, 8, 12. Home doesn't feel like home. So the remedy is not in Venus. Very often people try, okay, you go for a holiday and this and that. No. When Mars is in 4, 8, 12, holiday is not going to help you. Like going out on a holiday or going out on a cruise. It's not going to help build the relationship. Why don't you sit and cook together? Why don't you spend some time decorating the house? Why don't you spend some time talking to each other in the living room? Watch a movie together. It's about moon. It's not about Venus. It's about connecting at the mind level. It's not at the body level or physical level or those Shukra attractions. Moon has nothing to do with Shukra attraction. It's more about being at home, feeling together. It's nothing to do with Venus. Don't mix Moon and Venus. Moon is very pure. It's Sattva. There's no Rajas in that. Listen to some music together. Talk about some music. Chandra, improve the Chandra. Maybe you can get a water fountain inside the house. Get some fishes. 12th house Mars. Get some fishes. Keep an aquarium. A blessing of the fishes is very good for marriage. Very good. Yeah.
So where does one fall?
One. We have 4, 8, 12, right? We have Mars in 1. How did I hear? Because nothing else is going into your head. You are only thinking of Mars in 1. When will Sanjay arrive at this? Look, I want you to learn these. Because it's possible that you could meet a guy who also has Mars in 4, 8 and 12. So then what happens? You keep doing remedy for yourself and you don't do remedy for the guy. then he's going to tell you to get out. Right? So the problem is, you have to solve both the problems. It's not just about you. It's about seeing both the charts. And finding whether there is mangalic problem from Lagna or it is from the moon. Mangalic problem from Lagna has to be dealt with by doing things which are physical. By physically doing things. Like cooking together, dancing together. You know, from 4, 8, 12. Cooking together, dancing. Cooking together, 4. Dancing together, 8. Huh? Or 12th house.
Meditating together.
That's my Chandra. I mean, meditation is a Ketu job. It's a Ketu job.
Because I just say, because my wife and I both have 4, 8, 12, and so we have cooked together, we have watched comedy together, and we also meditate together.
There you go. Beautiful.
That, otherwise, we would have burnt each other.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah. It's true. See, the point is, it's compassion. Your problem is at the sattva level, compassion. You understand? That's how you have to save your relationship. In Jyotish, this is critical. 50% of the people who come to you will come with this problem. If you are not going to solve this problem, this Mercury, this house, that house, I mean, problems is Mangal and Shani, two major problems. You learn how to solve this problem. 4, 8, 12 is Chandra problem, and 2 and 7, or 1 and 7 is the Shukra problem. Okay. 2 and 7 is from Lagna, 1 and 7 is from Chandra. So from both Chandra, from the moon you have to see where is Mangal. And from Lagna you have to see where is Mangal. From both. Yeah. And some people say from Venus also you have to see. What is that? Why should I see from Venus? Why am I looking at mangalic problems of my daughter? That I should see from her chart, right? I should only see from Lagna or Chandra. And Chandra, to be more precise. Either the problem is in me or something to do with the way I live my life. Now, 2 and 7. Mars in 2 and 7 is the Shukra problem. Okay, Shukra means you are insensitive to love matters.
Attractiveness.
For example, clothes. Mars in 2nd or Mars in 7th. Kuch bhi pehen ke chale jata. Kuch bhi, anything. I will wear anything and go and teach. Doesn't matter. Thanks to my wife now, I'm wearing good kurta, just proper. I realize her value, you see. So you understand that, look, this is the weakness you have. You don't understand Shukra.
Poetry aata nahi hai.
Right. So we have to wake up by learning some songs and this and that. You have to find ways and means. But still that doesn't do the job. Because you are still, she will wear a nice dress, you will not even notice it. I say, chalo, we got to go quickly. Poor thing has spent 1 hour doing all the makeup and you don't bother. You are just going as if you are going for shopping, vegetables. It is very sad. You know, the woman feels like nothing. He treats me like doormat. Have you heard that? Doormat problem. If you have Mangal in 2 and 7, it is doormat problem. It is horrible.
After Mila, the common problem.
Chalo, let us take a break and drink some water. Men who have, you can make out, in 2 minutes you can make out men who have Mars in 2 and 7 from Lagna, 2 minutes. Even if a woman without clothes were to walk in front of them, they will say, "Arey, poor thing." Too busy looking somewhere else. So Shri Ram could not deal with it. Shri Ram could not deal with his Mars exalted in 7th house. So what did he say? You should go and live with the Rishi Sita. That is where the children will be born and will have the highest knowledge. So he told his brother Lakshman, keep Sita with the Rishi. And I will not marry again because I have made, he's Ram. So he made his wife statue in gold and lived with the statue. That is not a remedy I recommend. क्या करें बताओ राम ने कोई क्या बोलेंगे दूर लाइक राम मर गए कहाँ गोल लाएंगे कहाँ उसको उठाकर फिरेंगे एक फ्लाइट टू वॉशिंगटन देखा कि इतना बड़ा गोल्ड स्टैचू लेकर भी जा रहा है दे विल अरेस्ट यू ऑन द वे हाँ Now, there is a different problem from the moon. From the moon is external world, society. The Mangalik dosha from Lagna is internal. It is between you and your wife. From Chandra, it is society. So somebody can come and take your wife away. Or you can take somebody else's wife away. So Mangalik dosha from Chandra is a bigger problem than from Lagna. Because from Lagna it is internal, you and your wife are fighting. From Chandra, somebody else is coming to help you fight.
So like fighting in public maybe?
No. Somebody else is coming to help you resolve the fight.
Oh, don't fight with your wife, come with me.
You see the problem? It is third party. In India we call pati, patni or bo. Husband, wife and that fellow. The third party.
Whenever it is from the moon, there is a third party involved.
President Roosevelt, moon with Mars. Moon and Mars are conjoined. So he is not Mangalik from Lagna. At home, he's sitting and having nice food and this and that and talking and reading and this and that, grandchildren, all the stuff. But moon is with Mars. And Mars came as a secretary of his wife. There was a secretary, his wife kept a secretary and she became. Then she threw that one out and had another secretary and she also became. And then so many secretaries came and har har Gange. So, President Roosevelt finally got caught and he admitted openly that I have sinned, that is why God has punished me. And that became a standard thing in America. Whenever somebody does things like this and they get caught, then they said, I have sinned, God has punished me, forgive me. Normally you see many padris of churches and all. So how to select a padri for a church or a temple? Moon, there must be no Mangalik dosha from Chandra. If there is Mangalik dosha from Chandra, please do not become the priest of this church. Because some lady will come to pray and you will do some nonsense with her. See the problem?
Mangalik dosha from Chandra is worse than that from
Lagna.
Now, we have two problems over here. If it is Shukra dosha, means 1 and 7, if it is 1 and 7, Mars with the moon or Mars in the 7th from the moon, that's different. So, here from Chandra we look at it like this. Is it on the lunar side or is it on the other side? Is it on the inside or the outside? If it is on the inside, you are sleeping with somebody else. If it is on the outside, your wife will sleep with somebody else. Or your wife will be kidnapped by somebody else. Okay? So let us say, which is the inside houses?
1, 7, 1, 2, 6.
2 is not here. From the moon, 2 is not there. So which are the inside houses?
1, 4, 7.
1 really, 1 is both actually, leave that. Not 7. So we can say 4 is there. So 1 and 4 are inside. 7, 8 and 12 is also inside. 12 is also inside. 12 is not inside? 12 is inside.
Private.
12 is inside. Means you are the problem. The problem is in you. If Mangal is in 1, 4,
1, 4 or 12. The problem is with you. It is inside you. If it is 7 or 8, the problem is outside. In the chart of Sri Ram, Mangal was in the 7th house from the moon. So who got kidnapped? Ram was kidnapped or his wife was kidnapped? Wife was kidnapped. So if Mars is in the 7th or 8th house from Chandra, wife will be kidnapped by somebody. If Mars is in 1, 4 or 12 from Chandra, you will be kidnapped by somebody. Or you may break the promise of relationship. So be careful, huh? Be very careful. All of us have this clause. Nobody is holier than thou. Please, please, please don't try to tell me that you are holier. I do not wish to listen.
This dosha dissipates after a certain age?
I don't know. According to me, I am an 80-year-old fellow. I mean, a lady has come and complained to me that my 80-year-old grandfather touched me inappropriately.
80-year-old.
Idiot. He should be meditating and taking the name of God. He's half a leg is in the grave. What is he doing? In Punjabi they say, Chadi Jamani Buddha. Right? Buddha? So, kya hua? Perfect example. If I teach in Hindi, I'll tell you. I said, perfect idiom, sir.
But if Mars and Moon are together in the first house, you're both the problem.
Both are the problem. You are the problem, your spouse is the problem. So you actually need to sort. No. If Mars and Moon are in Lagna, then the Lagna is not a problem. The Moon Mars is the problem. From Moon, Mars is in the first house. But from Lagna, Mars in the first house is not a problem. So if from Moon, Mars is in the first house, although you are in one relationship, it is possible that all the time other men are hitting at you.
Yeah, from Lagna you have said that one.
You see the problem? Try to understand what I'm saying. If Moon is with Mars, hey, you like a guy, you are going with this guy, other people can know. In India what they do, normally we say, hey, come on, these two are getting together, encourage them. So in we Indians, we try to encourage them to get married. So we make them jokes, come on, hey, she's coming, she's looking at you. So then they remember each other. Indians always do that. We encourage people who are in love to get married. But in the West, what I have seen is if they find a guy with a beautiful girl, they say, oh my God, this guy's got this beautiful girl, let me try my luck. So they go and try. And they break their relationship. And if Moon is with Mars, the poor girl suddenly has some 25 people around her. And she has to she's completely confused. She doesn't know. This guy is rich, this guy is this thing, this guy seems well, this guy. It's finished. And the original guy you were with starts thinking, oh my God, she's now with somebody else. Forget it. Or in other words, when Moon is with Mars, you always doubt it. You're always being doubted and you have to prove your innocence. And finally, one day you get sick and you say, I don't care. Since you are doubting me all the time, I might as well do it. Every day morning you get up and your wife says you are having an affair. Say, how can my wife be such a big liar? I might as well do it so that she'll be truthful. That is Moon with Mars Yoga. It is anger in the head. Anger in the head which is causing you to do that. See, Mars is anger. Moon is head. Anger in the mind. All the time being accused of having relationships when you don't have it. To hell with you. I'll do it and show it to you. Because it's very humiliating, you know. When you are clean and somebody keeps telling you. So be careful. Do not accuse your spouse of having a relationship. If you do, she could end up having one. If she has Mars in 1, 4 or 12 from the moon, So don't create that anger. Be careful. On the other hand, you should be telling her, I know you can never let me down. I know you will always be honest.
See.
Reinforce the positive. Do not increase the anger. Okay? When will the relationship happen? When Saturn, if Mars is in the 12th from the moon, if Mars is in the 12th from the moon, the beginning of Sarasati will be beginning of relationship. If Mars is with the moon, the middle of Sarasati is the relationship. Bullseye, you can catch your spouse if he's having a relationship. And then you say, from now onwards, when you go out of the house, I'll put a lock on your feet. And a GPS over there. Don't you think this is an important topic?
It's
a very important. 50% of the, let's say, 50% Mangal problem, 50% Shani problem, you are a good Jyotish. You deal with this, you have dealt with the problems of people. Night-born people have an advantage because Mangal and Shani are stronger. Day-born have a disadvantage. So night-born people have an advantage in personal life. Day-born people have an advantage in professional life. Again, shall I repeat? Night-born people have an advantage in personal life. And day-born people have an advantage in professional life. You need to study this more. Ram and Lakshman were born in the day. Very interesting now. Huh? Ramayana you have all studied. This is the chart of Ram and Lakshman. Though the moon nakshatras is different. Moon nakshatras is different. The horoscope of Rama and Lakshman is here in front of you. This is the horoscope of Bharat and Shatrughan. The nakshatras are different because they were born one day later. Okay? When the Vanvas means going to the jungle time came. Who went to the jungle? These two went to the jungle. They were born in the day. See that? Relationship. Whereas these two were born at night. So Shani and Mangal were stronger. They were able to deal with the same issues. The planetary positions are more or less exactly the same. Born 4 days apart. Right? When these two went to the jungle, Lakshman left his wife behind. Or in other words, there was separation between him and his wife for 14 years. And Ram took his wife Sita. And yet Sita was kidnapped and there was separation between them and the rest is Rama. So you see the Mangalik Dosha, Mars in 7th, from Lagna and from the moon. During Saturn Dasha, why Saturn? Because Mangal is in the house of Saturn. Which dasha is going to be bad? Check where Mangal is placed. Mangal is in the house of Saturn. Hey, Saturn dasha means Mangal is getting activated. So during Shani dasha, this Mangal gets activated and both of them have separation from spouses. From Lagan it is 7th, from Moon it is 7th. It worked. It worked for Ram. It will work for you. So don't take it lightly. Now, depending upon different positions of Mars, there are different forms who are to be worshipped to solve the problem, which is at an advanced class that you shall know. But right now, you know the problem, at least. And you know, I want you to look for natural remedies rather than mantras. Right now, at this stage of your thing, people are not experts in mantras. Just because you give them a mantra, it's not going to work. Half the time they can't even say it properly. So it's better that you find a natural remedy. Cook together Mars in 4th. Spend some time at home. positive time. Mars in the 8th will be danced together, is it? No, 12th is dancing. 12th is dancing together. 8th is?
Singing.
8th will not sing.
Oh.
What is an 8th house thing?
Gambling.
Talk about the problems. Discuss your problems together. Pardon?
Take a
Take a what for two?
Alone.
Yeah, private.
Private.
But don't go for a holiday. Going for a holiday has to do with 2 and 7. Because that's Venus. There's no Venus out here. There's no traveling out here. It's Moon at home. Moon is at home. Venus is outside home. Keep that in your head. If the Mars is in 2 and 7 or 1 and 7, go out somewhere. Go on a holiday. Do something. Plan. Go spend the time out. Take some quality time out. 4, 8, 12, it's at home that you have to find the solution. Don't run away from the problem. Face it. If it's in the 8th house, please sit down and talk about various troubles. Don't run away from it. And please listen, because Mangal in the 8th house is looking at the 11th house. Listen. Mangal in the 8th house, there is no listening happening. Mangal in the 12th house, there is no hearing happening. You behave like a deaf man. Hello, hello, have breakfast. You can't even hear, you are doing something. Why? From 12th is looking at the 3rd house. The ears are dead. You are like a deaf guy. From the 8th is looking at the 11th house. The hearing is gone. Fully deaf and dumb. 8th house Mangal, deaf and dumb. 12th house Mangal, deaf. In relationship. Otherwise you are fine. You don't even listen. Am I being clear on what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's very, very clear. And you know it's happening. You know that this is a problem. So we have, and there is no reduction of Mangalik Dosha. Saturn, so and so place will reduce Mangalik Dosha. Nonsense. Nothing reduces Mangalik Dosha.
They say the remedy is two people with Mangalik Dosha should marry each other.
So that means that you both act deaf and dumb to each other and you have a beautiful marriage.
You don't subscribe to that.
No. That's not a solution. You got to solve your problem. I have a disease, so you should also have a disease. Hey, I am lame, so my wife should be lame. Where is the logic out here? Ask yourself, is it logical to think like this also? Am I thinking like a intelligent, wise person, or am I thinking like a stupid person? If one of the spouses is lame, the other must never be lame. You have to check the legs of the other one. They should be strong. Because if both are lame, had it. If one is blind, check the eyes of the other one. They must be very powerful. Marriage is not sameness. Marriage is complementary. What you don't have, spouse must have. What your spouse doesn't have, you must have. It's complementary. Together, both of you make a better world. It's complementary. Marriage is not sameness. You don't marry your sister. Sameness is sister. You don't marry your sister. Be clear in your head. If I am a good dancer, it's important that my wife is not a very good dancer. Why? Then at least I know that both of us are not dancing our way through life. Because what quality she will have? She's bound to have some quality that will not be there in me. And there is no competition out here. We are not getting competitive with each other. Very important, huh? We are not getting competitive with each other. I don't want Mars activation. No competition in marriage. No competition in relationships. Wife likes to paint. Yeah, I'll get you all the painting and the brush and everything. From today, I don't touch painting. You do it. Marriage is about giving and giving. It's not about giving and taking. You have to be wise. what she likes to do, let her do, encourage her. But that doesn't mean you also have to learn that and show her, look, I'm better than you. That you do that with the brother-sister thing.
It's not a husband-wife thing.
Did you understand the principles of Jyotish?
This is how we understand. Wise, being wise. Jyotish makes you very wise, very smart. And you can solve problems. In Krishna Paksha, in Krishna Paksha, Krura planets are strong. In Shukla Paksha, Soumya planets are strong. A strong planet means you will be less troubled. So, did we check the first thing, day and night? Somebody has Mangalik Dosh. He is born in the day, it's doubled. He is born in the night, it becomes half. Okay, how about Tithi? Remember, Tithi is for relationships, Jala. We talked about Tithi and relationships. So, are you born in Krishna Paksha or Shukla Paksha? If you are born in Shukla Paksha, the Mangalik Dosh goes up. If you are born in Krishna Paksha, it goes down. So, what is the perfect combination for good Mangalik Dosha? You should be born in Shukla Paksha and midday or afternoon. Strong Mangalik Dosha and put Mangal in 7th or 8th. Wow! That's it. Then there's only one song for you. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed on that. Alright? So you see the problem? The heat that goes to the head. Similarly, you have Dakshina Ayana is like Krishna Paksha. During Dakshina Ayana, the Krura planets are strong. During Uttarayana, the Soumya planets are strong. So we have three factors to check. What is the first factor? Day or night. Second factor, Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha. Third factor, Uttarayana, Dakshinayana. Now let's say you have Mars in the 7th house. When should you marry? In Uttarayana or in Dakshinayana? If Mars is in 7th house, should you marry in Dakshinayana or in Uttarayana?
Dakshinayana.
Correct answer. If you have Jupiter in the 7th house, Uttarayana. Okay. Good. Now I made a nice little diagram out here for you people to study. Don't worry too much about it. Time has four lords. Samayabala. Samayabala means time. Time is very important. Time is very powerful. Time is very important. Now time has four lords. Who are these lords? One is the lord of the year. You are born on a day, I mean the year in which you are born that started on a certain day. Whoever shall be the lord of the day is the lord of the year. Then there is a month in which you are born. And he is called Masadhipati. Then there is a day in which you are born. He is Varesha. And then there is a Hora in which you are born. That is Horesha. So there are four levels of Agni. Okay? So, homework. Please find out who is the lord of your year, lord of your month, lord of your day, and the lord of your Hora. Because these four planets are controlling the time in your chart. And he who controls time is very powerful. Because he who controls time can alter the time. See the point here? Let us say I am having a bad time in my marriage.
one of these four guys can change it. Interesting, huh? Okay. These are some charts you can study that are a bit complicated and confusing. Why have I done all this stuff for you? You are in the first year. How did this chart come up? I don't know what I was thinking. Do you know the names of the months? 12 months? You know all that, right? Okay. See, you are the first, so I'll tell you what, I'll give you a break. You go through this. Try to go through this slide, I mean, you have the handouts. And see if you can figure out something. You should be able to figure it out. And once you can figure it out, then I'll go to this. Okay? So how much time I'll give you? I'll give you, let us say, it's almost 11:30 now. So let's say I'll give you half an hour. You figure this out. And then you have lunch. And come back at 1:30. And we continue with natural strength. This is important. If you cannot figure it out, then I will have to take the topic, but I think if you apply your mind and you sit in groups and help each other, you can figure it out. Okay. So thank you for patiently listening to me.
Thank you.
And what we will do, at 1:30 we will come and we will finish the remaining strengths. And we have to work very hard. Because the time you are giving me is just 12 working days. I don't have time. If I had time, I could have done it more slowly and step by step. I don't have time. I have to push. I have to push very hard. Okay? Thank you.